2015 migrant influx that swept across Europe. More details on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And it's not Carl and Linda, it's Thursday, and it's Trish Clark. Carl is winging his way back from San Diego or wherever, and it's usually Thursday morning, so you're going to listen to me this morning, and hopefully I can keep you entertained and have some guests coming in. And I think we have a good morning plan. Jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. It's 61 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 61 and a low of 44. Looking at my weather here this morning, we've got a wind advisory going until February 9th today at 4 p.m. and flood warning status up until Saturday. We also are looking for wind and rain throughout the week. Showers likely on Friday, high of 57, low of 41. And on I'm trying to do two things at once here.
And on
Saturday, we've got mostly sunny with a high near 62. On Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 45. And on Sunday, a high of 69 and 42 and mostly clear. So the weekend's going to look a little bit better. I need this book to get the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. We give seniors and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. That was interesting because I was trying to do two things at one time and read the weather.
I saw you digging in your purse is an understatement.
I have a cheat sheet for all of that in my purse, and I forgot to get that out before. You know, but I'm going to tell you, Bob, this whole thing of 7 o'clock in the morning is a real challenge for me. I'm a night person, and when I retired, I said, I'm not doing mornings anymore. I did those barbaric 7 o'clock meetings for 20 years of my life, and I just said, I'm not doing that anymore. So the only exception to that is when I do the radio show, which I love doing. But some mornings are worse than others. And this one specifically, I'm just kind of like amazed that I'm actually here. It took me three times to leave. I set my alarm and I backed out of the driveway, and immediately getting out of the driveway, I realized that I didn't have my iPhone with me because my music goes away in my car. So I drove back in and I unlocked the garage and I turned the alarm back off, and I went in and found my iPhone where I had laid it. So that kind of put me behind the curve, and now I'm running just a little late. So I really kind of start to panic then. So I do the whole process again, set the alarm back out, close the garage door. And I think, well, I need to pick up the newspaper because I want to look at it, so I have, you know, anything that I might want to talk about this morning. What do you figure the odds are? I've got this huge driveway. I back up and I stop, get out to get the newspaper, and what do you think the odds are that I can park the back tire right on top of the newspaper? I mean, I couldn't do that if I'd have tried to do that. So then I got to get back in the car, and I have to move it forward again to get out to get the newspaper.
Now you have a newspaper with a tire print on.
Well, unfortunately, it's in a plastic bag, so I'm good with that. And I've told Carl a million times because, as you know, I generally come screeching in here right about the time that the mic goes hot. And I always say my worst fear is that I'm going to come around that corner in the morning and there's not going to be a parking place.
And guess what?
This morning I came around the corner and it's full, clear down to the end of the block.
Yeah, there's some kind of special event.
Exactly. And the other half of it is totally blocked off. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, there's no parking places. Turns out there's actually one between the first car and where the barrier started. So my angel was with me, and it turned out okay. But, Anyway, so that's a rugged. This got a, it got no place to go but easier for the rest of the day, I'm sure. One of the things last night when I got home, I was looking at my emails and stuff, and I generally don't read things when I'm on the radio, but I got this in the mail in one of my emails, and I have to share it because I think it talks a lot about where the mood of our country is for a lot of us, even though we're not getting we're getting a lot of coverage by the news media about the unrest and the unhappiness and the people who are doing all kinds of things. I think that the population that elected Trump and a lot more people have a calmness over them that is different. And so this is from a person that put this on, and they talk about their son who works in the Pentagon. And they just had a recent conversation with him to ask about the first few weeks of the Trump administration and how it was perceived in the Pentagon. He said the difference is nothing short of amazing. It is almost as though you can feel it in the air, the pace of people's strides, in the expressions on their face. But beyond that, the change in process has been immediate. Within 48 hours, several action orders that had been languishing for up to 6 months between state, NSC, and the White House were approved and executed. Over the last 8 years, our son has been there for about 15 years, and particularly the last 3 to 4, the atmosphere has been stifling. Every little thing that had to be vetted by dozens of 30-year-old State Department lawyers with no military experience before it even got up the chain, effectively neutering the senior officers and reducing effectiveness to near zero. This past week, he took something to General Dunford, our chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and within minutes, it was approved by the Secretary of Defense, General Mattis, both Marines, by the way, and green-lighted. There is new energy flowing through the whole building. There is a new sense of new resolve that is palpable. A cloud has been lifted. Say what you will about our new president, and there certainly is a lot, pro and con, that could be and is being said. The folks at the Pentagon are walking with a new skip in their step. Thought you might like to hear this. I think that says a lot about what our business community is feeling. There's a weight has been lifted, and there's renewed thought that maybe we can make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the business climate, maybe I can get that business started. Maybe it's possible to build that new building. Maybe I actually can go back and go through the process. I think it's great, and I think and I feel it in the people I deal with. You don't read so much about it, and you sure don't hear about it in the news.
Hmm.
Thought that was interesting.
Yeah,
I think it's I'm even enlightened and heartened by a lot of the media but the Hollywood people. Some of them are starting to take a little step, and people that have been what we refer to, there's a group in Hollywood called the Friends of Lincoln that have been there for years, and they're the conservative Republicans who have for the most part stayed in the shadows. Years ago, I went to a fundraiser with Rivera Gianselmo and his wife.
Yeah.
And it was for John McCain down in Hollywood. And it was put on by the Friends of Lincoln. It was a magical night because I walked around this room and it was filled with people. And I knew everybody in there, but I really didn't know them. They were all actors, bit actors and people that you'd yeah. seen in Perry Mason all of MacGyver and all of the shows for years and bit actors.
The meat and taters of the industry.
Absolutely. But they were not people that – they were all conservative people. And we had dinner that night with a group – that were script writers and sound people and photo, along with a couple of the stars at the table we were at. But their conversation was interesting because they said, you know, the Clint Eastwoods of the world can come out and they can be conservative. But they can write their own ticket. They've made their way in the world. If you were a conservative in Hollywood and you were a bit part player or what have you, you came out as a Republican, you weren't going to work. And that was just a given, and that's come the Friends of Lincoln. That was a long way of, around of saying that I noticed that a lot of those people now are having the courage to come out and say, yeah, I supported Trump, and here's why, and I think I have great things to think about for our country. So anyway, that's just my little bit of how my morning started, and I think it's looking nice in America. It's looking good.
All righty.
Take a break.
Indeed. More on KCNR 1460, the home of Community Talk Radio, after this.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your needs. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Ladies, we all know your guys procrastinate about Valentine's Day. Don't wait for him to get in big trouble. Give him your subtle hint and send him to Goldmark Jewelers, along with our usual large inventory of diamonds and gemstones. On Monday, February 13th, Goldmark will be hosting a Luvente of New York special event. This one-day-only Valentine's extravaganza will feature an incredible selection of jewelry styles exclusive to Luvente. Choose from thousands of beautiful styles of diamonds and more at Goldmark Jewelers on Monday the 13th, Hilltop Drive in Reading.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
718 KCNR 1460, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. It's an in-home care service that's more than an in-home health care agency. It's an extended family. When family can't be there, we're a locally owned, trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care, customizing home care solutions to your unique situation for an affordable solution that keeps your loved one where they're happiest at home.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Join us by jumping into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call if you got something you'd like to ask a question about or add to or discuss. Give us a call at 605-4567. So, logging conference going down. Yesterday they were setting up and getting all ready, and so I guess that starts Friday. And Saturday, and it looked like maybe actually there's some stuff, education day to day is going on. And then there's stuff all through the weekend. And it looks like it's going to be inclement weather, but not so much rain through the weekend. So maybe there's some of those exhibits and competitions.
Blustery,
to say the least. Why, the wind is really blowing. I want to remind everybody also to watch out. Gosh, there's so many flooded creeks, and in fact, there's water in creeks that hasn't had water in them for years, and new creeks and expansions and flooded areas. And do not, under any circumstances, try to drive through a flooded road or walk across. Yeah, because we're getting a lot of sinkholes and bad stuff happening there.
We have a seasonal across the road from our house, and it's roaring like Niagara right now. Normally, it's just, a little gully with some rocks in it. It's got to be 8 feet wide and a couple of feet deep, just like rapids going. It's like crossing that would be a bad idea right now.
It's interesting because I've gone and looked at some places that historically have flooded in the South County, and we've addressed a lot of that. And don't have areas flooding that I remember actually right after Bob and I first moved there in 77. I have pictures of rowboats out on what we refer to as the pony streets down on Stingy Lane and just beyond Marmack down by the Anderson River Park. That whole area was the whole Stingy Lane and those streets were underwater, and people were actually out there in rowboats.
Yeah. I recall driving down some years ago when the river was way up and a major portion of Anderson River Park was river.
Well, exactly. And there used to be, it's now a parking lot, but before then, when you go down to the Kimberly Clark Grove and where the concert is and the gazebo and all that down below, the bandstand, they used to have a ball field in there. They finally gave up because there was no way they could maintain it because every year it floods. It's flooded now.
Yeah.
It's a low portion, and as soon as the river comes up, that area is going to flood. Now they just have a parking lot there. They gave up on trying to have a ball field there.
Yeah. A little depositing a couple of foot of silt per year just doesn't work. Viability of a ball field.
Yeah, they couldn't keep it. They couldn't even keep the back screen up and all of that because it just would wash out. But anyway, I just want to remind people to be really careful as they're driving around, and I feel bad for a lot of the businesses that are having their places impact. You completely divested yourself of Facebook and all of those things.
Well, I'm sort of I'm reapplying myself. I'm avoiding the political roadkill and using it mostly to promote Boomer Tech.
Well, and you know, that's what I was going to say to you, because I was thinking this morning that you're right. I during the election process and people got really weird, but I have refined mine to the point where I kind of. I listen to those people I want to, and then I don't follow any of the ones that I don't. And the other thing is, if regarding the social media, there's a lot of good information out there. A lot of things that you don't know about, events that are happening. The other part I like of it is the ability to talk. You see something and it'll prompt a thought in your mind, and then you can go off and use the messenger side of it and the private portion of it. To talk to somebody and pass on information that's valuable to them in a much more timely manner. People are tuned to that. I just think it's a really good source if we use it appropriately. I keep trying to tell my friends that, way too much information.
Yeah.
We're just not interested in how you spent your morning. As I just explained my morning to everybody in the listening world, that's kind of, I think that's ironic. But what I'm talking about is I don't care that your eggs didn't fix just right, and I don't want you to go on for four paragraphs about that.
Yeah, and post it for the world. People oversharing about their marital difficulties and stuff. It's like,
more information than I needed, So, but I do think that it's still, that the whole social media, the ability to text and I talk often, the trip that I just recently took to, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, one of the gals that was with us, that joined us, is a dear friend from Brussels. And that's a long ways away.
Yeah.
I get an email from her every once in a while or a text, And that instant communication of, gee, you know, how are you doing? And, oh, can you believe we were drinking margaritas on a sandy, warm beach less than 2 weeks ago? And here it is. It's blustery and cold and we'll have to plan our next trip. And I think that's good stuff.
Yeah.
And certainly better than you're not making long distance phone calls. You're just kind of smiling and saying hi to somebody across hundreds of miles. That's a good thing, and I think if we concentrate on using that media for those things, they can be a good part of our life without getting into the negativity. And I just kind of have some local friends who choose to comment sometimes about things that maybe I posted, and that's certainly their right. But if they're real negative and they agree and they really want to get into an argument, I'm not there to argue with them.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, I don't argue. I rarely respond. I post something, put it out there, FYI, take it, leave it, delete it, whatever. But I don't want to discuss it with you and have a disagreement on the Facebook.
Yep. By the way, up at Shasta Dam, they've throttled the releases fairly far back. Because of all the flooding that's taking place downstream, they're trying to give, they're trying to let the river drop down a little bit further down. So they've cut the release out of Shasta Dam down to about 19,000 cubic feet per second, which doesn't sound, that's no trivial amount. But when you think that there is around 80,000 cubic feet per second coming in, lake is rising very rapidly. We gained 3 feet in a day, and we are now 20 feet from maximum capacity.
Wow.
Which is pretty good compared to, say, 2 years ago.
Oh. Yeah, but, it just so brings forth the – I hope there's some – well, of course, we don't have the legislature to do it. But this would be a really good time to be talking about storage.
Yeah.
And get – I mean, sites and a couple of the
we
others are ready
storage.
To go.
We just need to cut off more farmers and send the water to the city. Water quality control board, underlined, exclamation point, board, is maintaining their drought status.
I saw that this morning. They're going to tell.
Once they have their hand
on
the
throat
of the private individual, they never release that grip.
That's just so true. So true. There's a whole lot of good possibilities if the rest of the state, excluding those same people that have voted conservatively in this state, were to secede and form their own country. That's kind of interesting, actually.
Count me out on that one,
Well, what I'm saying is I don't want to go with them.
Yeah.
But I wish that they
– bye!
That's not an issue. I remember when I first moved here, everyone would tell me, and I'm feeling really good about the fact that I can say that I'm not a native Californian. Yeah. It's really kind of embarrassing to talk to people, again, like we were saying, about around the world, and then kind of have to admit that you come from California. We're kind of the laughing stock of the world.
The words of old Stan Statham keep coming back to mind with, his efforts back in the
80s. I worked with Stan on that.
Yeah.
Well, and that was kind of the second or third time around for that. But that one, I will tell you, actually had some – we had some momentum going. We had – the South had agreed to it and in a lot of ways, and they were kind of seeing the how this really could work to separate into two states and get more control and more voice at the federal level and recognizing that the water – The largest port of the water is under federal control anyway, so that wasn't going to be an issue wherein the northern part of the state was going to say the water all belonged to them. And I always tell people that where we got hung up is that nobody wanted San Francisco.
Yeah.
I mean, that really was the dividing and where it kind of started to fall apart because the South didn't want San Francisco. We sure didn't want Southern San Francisco in Northern California.
They should make it like Singapore, its own little city state.
Well, that's kind of then we went into the whole thing. And actually, I still have some of the paperwork and the brochures that we had when we went through that process. And it got down to, okay, now we'll divide into three states. Yeah. And San Francisco and that kind of area.
The environs, yeah.
Yeah, would be all by themselves. And that's kind of where it lost its momentum and everybody went, wow, three states, you're not ever going to get there. And it went away. So, but the state, and that was, you know, back then it was the state of Jefferson included southern Oregon. That they wanted to be a part of that. I remember that Revere Anselmo even floated an idea about doing a non-contiguous annexation of the northern part to the state of Texas.
You know,
and even made a call to the governor at the time and discussed that thing with him because he was a personal friend of his.
When I go to Medford or Grants Pass or even Coos Bay, I feel more at home than I would do going down to the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the Bay Area is...
Ashland is sort of an island of insanity that I'll ignore for now.
Except there's some good things about Ashland. If you just kind of go and separate yourself from the politics of it, there's some real good, you know, the Shakespearean plays.
And, oh, yeah, yeah.
And over in Jacksonville,
there's
I absolutely adore Jacksonville and the Brit Festival and good stuff.
Yeah.
So let's take a break. And on the other side, we got some people from CVAC coming in to talk about an upcoming event.
It is 7:30 KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, and we are advising you, do not call the 800 number. Call your local TV experts, B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Ask about how you can save $100 and help a local veteran save $100 as well. Call 241-3474 today. That is B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hi, this is Jana, general manager of the historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie, it's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
735 KCNR 1460. We'll be back with Trish and Company in just a moment. This portion of the program brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighting and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readyccw.com. Couldn't have timed that better, could I? Call NFI 999-1822.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. You can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Remind you that I don't look at that while I'm on air. So maybe if something comes up and you do have a question for our next guest or anything, Bob can let me know about that. Otherwise, I know you're there and I'm glad you're paying attention. Or you can give us a call at 605-4567. I am joined in the studio now by two of my favorite people, Dick Faton and Frank Rose. And we're going to talk about CVAC.
Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. Welcome. First, tell us what CVAC stands for. We always assume that everybody out there knows our acronyms, and that's not always true.
CVAC stands for Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. And how this came about is talking with Don Mangrum the other day, and he said during the Vietnam War era, he came back and was going to Shasta College along with a bunch of other vets in order to counter some of the anti-military. They started CVAC and got some of the supervisors to go along with it, and so the county supports the CVAC program by having the Vets Hall on Yuba Street, and they don't monetarily fund us. We're funded by fundraisers and dinners and things of that nature.
You know what? I was around when we formed that, actually. I was on the Board of Supervisors, and it became – there were so many groups attacking – I mean, not attacking, but coming to us for assistance, so many different veterans groups. Mm-hmm. And it was difficult to address the needs of all the separate ones, along with what you said. And CVAC at that time was formed to represent all of the veterans in the area, and something that the Board of Supervisors in the county, an organization that we could actually have a contact person for and be sure that when we talked with someone, all of the veterans were getting the information, as opposed to dealing with one group. And then the information only went to them, and it didn't go to the other group, and it was frustrating for not only the veterans but for the county to deal with. So CVAC really just kind of came in and solved a lot of problems, made it a lot easier for the county to be responsive to the veterans' needs.
Yes, and as we put the mailing list together for this dinner coming up, this banquet dinner coming up February 18th. I've identified 42 different veterans organizations in Shasta County, and a couple of them are in Tehama County, so it's about 40.
Mm-hmm.
And according to CalVet, the California Veterans Association, there's 19,000 veterans in Shasta County.
There's a lot of you.
Yes, and out of a 90,000, I'm sorry, what is it?
About 100,000 in Shasta County.
100,000 in the county. That's a pretty significant number of people being represented. And when you think of all the money
20%?
When you think of all the money that comes into the county because of veterans, either through pensions or VA benefits and things of this nature, it's a substantial and I can see where the county should be very concerned about how our veterans are being taken care of, because It's a good chunk of money that comes into the county every month for the veterans.
One of my favorite reports was, and I used to make a big deal about it when I was on the board, because the veteran service officer would come in and he would give that report to the county, and I always wanted that highlighted because you're talking millions of dollars.
Yes.
That comes into this county on a regular basis. And it's not entitlements. It's benefits they've earned. Things that money is coming into this county, supporting our veterans, but more importantly, it's going right through the county and creating jobs for other people and going right back in. Every one of those dollars is spent two or three times. It's a significant impact on the county.
And I'm a recipient of that. I did 31 years in the Navy, active duty and reserve time. So I have a pension that comes into the county, and it all gets spent in the county. So
that is exactly right. So tell me what CVAC has got coming up, and we'll talk about that.
Well, about 20 some years ago, 25 I believe it was, they decided that there were certain groups of people and certain individuals that were strong advocates for veterans affairs and organizations. So they started identifying these people, and they call it the Veterans Advocacy Award. And so this year we have two individual awards going to be given, and I can't tell you who they are right now. We'll come to the dinner and you'll find out.
There you go.
And one group award. And there again, we'll be honoring those people at the dinner, and then our guest speaker is Dr. Doomer, who is the president of Simpson University, and he's going to talk about the Simpson University's advocacy program for veterans.
Mm-hmm.
They got a terrific program going on out there. They used to be the ROTC program until Davis University quit funding them. But we used to go out there. MOA, Military Officers Association, used to go out there and put rating bars on the people graduating from that program. The event is Saturday, February 18th. It starts at 4:30 with a social hour for an hour. We're going to have the City Beats band playing some dance music during that period of time. Then we'll be called to dinner, and then we'll go through the Anderson Honor Guard will be doing the flag, parading the flag. Jefferson Pipes will be accompanying them. We'll be entertained by the Jefferson Pipe Band. Then we have some videos covering all five branches of the service. And then we have a drawing for the guns. We do not sell tickets from table to table at the dinner, but we'll have some extra gun tickets for sale when you check in to get your dinner ticket.
And those have been on sale for a while.
Yes, we try to sell all those tickets before the dinner so that we don't. This is not a fundraiser. The reason for the gun sale is to try to offset the cost to keep our dinner prices at $25. Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty good deal to be able to come in and have a sit down served tri-tip dinner with dessert and a free, and all the coffee and the soft drinks you want is part of that deal. And their bar is pretty reasonably priced there.
Okay, and this is at the Veterans Hall Street?
It's at Wind River.
Oh, it's at Wind River.
Wind River Event Center. And if you haven't signed up for this event yet, we still have some tickets left to sell, dinner tickets left to sell. So if you want to get in touch with me, Dick Fighton, and my cell phone is 530-945-7975, and I have an email address of the initials R A F as in Fighton, K J F as in Fighton, at charter.net. Because we've gone by the time we'd like to have the money and the selection of the dinners in, If you call me, I'll get you registered, and you can just mail me a check instead of filling out a form and sending in the form. We have about 228 people signed up for this dinner already.
And you can hold, what, 250 or?
Oh, no. We can go up to about 285. That's okay. How many dinners I've ordered.
So we're wanting people to call in and order.
Yes, if you'd like to attend this event, please give me a call and we'll arrange to get you a dinner ticket. And the way this works is you sign up, we get you logged on our dinner list, and when you arrive at the event center, you go to the reception area, you pick up your ticket, and it'll be color-coded for what kind of dinner that you want. It'll be a pink one for the tri-tip. It'll be a blue one for the chicken. It'll be an orange one for the vegetarian lasagna. And you walk in, find your table, sit down, put your ticket by your plate, and then the waitresses understand what dinner you ordered.
Perfect. Well, that's a good deal. $25 and your choice of three things.
Right.
Plus all that entertainment and for a good cause.
Well, we think so. This is not a fundraiser, money raiser. The last thing we want to do is to be raffling off guns and things of that nature during what should be an elegant dinner to honor some people that have done a great job as an advocate for veterans.
Yeah, and I attended that last year, and I have and on many occasions. It's always a good time. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Dick Fighton and Frank Rose, who is listening closely, and maybe he'll have a word or two to say coming in the next section right after this break.
Is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Discover River Point, a brand new community by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots, surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, stylish master suites, and energy-efficient heating and air conditioning units by Bryant and Cascade Comfort Service. All Bryant heating and air conditioning units come with Puron refrigerant. Puron is an environmentally sound refrigerant designed not to harm the Earth's ozone layer. Bryant is the leader in HVAC units, and at Cascade Comfort Service, we'll do whatever it takes to provide quality energy savings that set the standard for today's energy-efficient living in your new River Point home. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing with plans starting at only $299.8. Contact Debbie Morgan of Coldwell Banker and CNC Properties today.
Celebrate the North State's heritage Thursday through Saturday at the annual Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the excavator rodeo, lumberjack competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills. skills competition, equipment displays, demonstrations, and new this year, the Strongest Lager Competition. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2017 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday through Saturday. Event sponsors include Roseburg Resources Company, Dan Aarons and Son, Steve Wills Trucking and Logging, and Wheeler Brader Shasta Energy Company. And remember, admission is free.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And 11 minutes now in front of 8 o'clock, KCNR 1460. Wellgate Sports Club sponsors this portion of the program, located at 1740 Eureka Way, a full-service sports club with a new program, Aqua Personal Training with Kathleen Kelling. My wife Brenda likes to take part in that and says it has helped her immensely. It's a unique saltwater pool facility. It's available only at Wellgate Sports Club. Experience exceptional every day at Wellgate Sports Club. Self-care is the best health care. 768-1205 Wellgate Sports Club.
And welcome back. This is Thursday morning, so it's Trish Clark at KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. Carl's not with me this morning, so it's just me, and I'm joined by two gentlemen here that we're having a great conversation about CVAC, the veterans organization in Shasta County that represents all the groups, and an upcoming dinner on February 18th, honoring some people who are specifically veterans advocates.
Yes.
And so that'll be a surprise as to who's being honored. You got to attend the dinner to find out. And as you were saying before, Dick, it's an elegant dinner. You just need to go to it. There's a lot of nice stuff going on, good entertainment. And Frank, you certainly have something to join in and say here this morning.
Well, yeah, I was going to talk about the advocate. You have a nomination. It can be 4 or 5 people nominating for the individual award, and then they can do 2 or 3 nominations for the group. And then we have the judges will oversee those nominations, and then they pick who they think was the best or number one advocate. Now, I have to say that because I was in 2013, I was the Advocate of the Year award winner.
Uh-huh. And well deserved, I would say.
And the gentleman that ran against me that year, they applied him for the following year, and that's Tom Johnson, and he got it.
Yeah.
And when I was 2013 Advocate of the Year, the group that was nominated and got the award was Sons of Italy.
There you go.
So you see, that's the way it works, and you got a lot of groups here in town, veterans groups and civic groups that work for the vets have an opportunity to put a bid in to get the award, and that's what the exciting thing is. It's just like an election. Who wins? And everybody that's a vet likes to come and be there.
And, you know, I like, as I indicate, that was one of the groups that I worked very closely with the 16 years that I spent on the Board of Supervisors and 4 years down in the City Council in Anderson. And I enjoyed so much. So many of my, you all remember Chris Christensen.
Oh, yeah.
My best buddy. I mean, I just adored Chris, and he and I were very close friends. And of course, he was the mainstay behind the Anderson vets down there, the VFW hall, and miss him. And a lot of the vets that are no longer with us, but it was, I don't understand. And I hope you're getting really good support from the county and the Board of Supervisors, because they're missing a bet if they're not doing that. I know that you talk about elections. I always said, as long as I got my vets behind me and the outlying communities, yeah, I can't lose an election. And I never did. You guys get out and vote.
And the president of CVAC is generally, he is the one that picks the award for, it's called the President's Award.
Mm-hmm.
And a year or so ago, Maurice Johannesson got it.
Yes, yeah. And I went on the Board of Supervisors the same time that Maurice Johannesson did. And we were talking in a break a little while ago about, that was back in 1990 when Maurice and I were elected to the board. He's since then gone on and to Senator and Veterans Affairs and all those different things. But it was a good time in Shasta County. We had a lot of fun.
The biggest problem the veterans have today is that we're getting older, And we're having a tough time getting the young veterans to become involved in our various military organizations. And you youngsters out there, I'm talking about anybody under 50.
Yes.
You need to get involved in this. There is so much riding on our votes. There's so much riding on the amount of money that comes into this county from various ways, pensions and benefits and mm-hmm. things of that nature, that your voice has to be heard. And it can be heard by becoming associated with some of the veterans organizations, be it VFW, American Legion, the Military Officers Association, and 37 other organizations. You're missing the bet if you don't become involved and support these veterans organizations, because I've watched the Military Officers Association dwindle down to, because almost everybody that was members are in their 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
it's sad. You're right. I wish there was a way. Maybe we could, if we could get the military to give them something when they're discharged back into the community, that, you know, a phone number or a contact, or please contact these people. I don't know how you get them, because we find that in all the organizations, all your fraternal organizations.
Yes.
And, you know, whether it's the Elks or the Seroptimist or Kiwanis or anything, the volunteerism of giving back to your community, we have a hard time getting the young people involved in it.
As a retired officer, I'm a member of Military Officers Association of America. And we have 390,000 members that go to we have 10 lobbyists that go to Congress lobbying for veterans benefits and veterans things like commissaries and housing and support the military to keep funded so that we have the ships and the planes and the tanks and things we need.
And I think you have a better ear in Washington, D.C. now than we've had for a while.
Yes. But when those organizations, be it the VFW, the American Legion, or any of these organizations, when they go to Congress to lobby for veterans' benefits, they're helping you keep your benefits from the VA hospitals and the clinics and your retirement pays and things of this nature.
Yes.
And all you young folks out there just have to get involved, because I'm watching it dwindle away to the point that it's becoming a problem.
And talking about that, I belong to the Korean War Veterans Association. I'm second vice. Well, we have that same problem. Yes. Late 70s, early and middle 80s, and couple in the 90s. Well, what we decided to do to get new members in, we are accepting any veteran that served in Korea or during the Korean era after 1955. We're bringing them into our organization to keep our organization alive. So next month I'm going to be pushing that again, to come out on the air and ask, hey, you guys, you can, anytime you served after 55 in Korea or during the Korean era, we want you to come be a member to keep ours alive.
Well, there you go. Yeah, there's no question. I think that we're always going to have a military, and hopefully these organizations will continue, because you're right, they're so important about getting the message out there. If we as Americans don't know where we've been, we have a hard time not making the same mistakes over. These organizations help do that, help educate our young people about how we establish this great country we live in and why it's important to fight for the things we fight for, to keep us free and keep us the United States of America, one nation under God, if you will. And our military plays such an important role in doing that, not only the active but our retired people. So keeping those organizations alive and well in each community is just so important to all of us.
And there's an organization called California MOA. There's the National MOA, then California MOA, and then our local chapters. And just as an example, what Cal MOA has accomplished, one thing. They got legislation approved that any veteran living anywhere in the United States, their child can come to the University of California systems as a resident, even though they came from another state. That kind of legislation is huge. And if we don't support these organizations, we'll never get that kind of legislation passed again.
Yeah, yeah, it's important. Absolutely. So final words, let's remind everybody that on February 18th at the Wind River Event Center, we have the CVAC honorary dinner, or what is it?
Veterans Advocate.
Awards dinner. At Veterans Advocate Awards dinner. Starts at 5:30 with cocktail hour. And
4:30 cocktail hour.
4:30. Boy, you guys are getting started early. That's...
There's a lot to go through.
We'll be done
at 8:30.
Oh, well, I see. There you go. Okay. Yeah.
Then you can dance and.
And what's not to like about an evening like that?
For $25.
$25. So, and there's still tickets available. And if you need to get a ticket, you need to get a hold of Dick Fighton. And that's at 530-949-7975.
945.
I'm reading it, but I can't see it.
7975.
Okay, so once again, get your pencil.
945-7975.
And thanks a lot, Trish.
Thank you, and thanks for coming in and sharing. And remember that you guys get involved in those veterans organizations and help make a difference. We'll be back in the next hour.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump's going after Senator John McCain for suggesting that the recent U.S. raid in Yemen was not a success.
Mr. Trump tweeted that McCain's comments emboldened the enemy, and he added that McCain has been, in his words, losing so long he doesn't know how to win anymore. Earlier this week, McCain said that any operation where a $75 million airplane is lost, a Navy SEAL is killed, and there are multiple casualties cannot be labeled a success.
Swally Hines reporting. Schools in Boston and other New England cities will be closed today because of a storm that's expected to bring a foot of snow or more to some areas of the northeastern part of the country. Airlines are also bracing for a troublesome day. The flight tracking site FlightAware.com says more than 2,000 flights have already been canceled. More rainfall in California, and that could officially end the drought if it continues this way, but it does come with a few headaches, according to National Weather Service forecaster Brian Hurley.
Looking at the possibility of mud and rock slides as well. So those are, you know, one of the inherent dangers of excessive rainfall when you get into the slopey terrain that we have out in California.
After an earthen dam failed in a rural area of northeastern Nevada, Jeremy Michael at the National Weather Service says some drivers could be surprised by dangerous flash-flooded roads after the sun goes down.
Flash flooding is extremely dangerous at night, especially in hilly terrain, because you could be driving and you can't see the floodwater, and you could drive right into the floodwaters.
What happens when things go haywire on the high wire? Jennifer Mitchell with the Circus Arts Conservatory in Sarasota, Florida, says some acrobats just found out.
Nick Belenda and his troupe were rehearsing the 8-man pyramid. This act has been rehearsed numerous times before without incident.
The stunt involved the famed tightrope walker Nick Belenda. He was not among those injured. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Consult your tax professional before investing. Let me ask you a question. Can you keep your 401k or IRA safe from the death of the dollar, continued rampant Fed spending, political corruption, and from the possible new Cold War with Russia? If you answered no, then listen up. Fortunes are going to be made and lost over the next few months. It's time you took action. Over 50,000 people have requested our Gold IRA investment guide to learn how to protect their retirement savings. Now it's your turn. We are Advantage Gold, the number one rated gold IRA company in America by TrustLink. Right now, we are giving away a free copy of our new Gold IRA protection guide to anyone with an IRA, 401k, or retirement account that is over the age of 55. Just call 1-800-900-8000 right now, and we will help teach you how to keep your retirement savings away from the government and safe in your pocket. Just call today at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Representatives are standing by. Call 800-900-8000 today.
The governor of Alabama has appointed a new U.S. senator to replace Senator Jeff Sessions. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has more.
Luther Strange comes to the Senate after serving as the Alabama Attorney General since 2011. The 63-year-old lawyer also is a former Washington lobbyist. Strange, who attended Tulane University on a basketball scholarship, is 6 feet 9 inches tall and nicknamed Big Luther. Now he will serve out the term of Senator Jeff Sessions until the year 2020. Sessions is the newly confirmed Attorney General of the United States.
And Luther Strange was appointed by Alabama Governor Robert Bentley. His appointment comes 2 months after Strange asked an Alabama House committee to pause its impeachment probe of the governor. Looking to Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average doing well right now. It's up by 106 points. The high-tech NASDAQ up by 26. The S&P 500 has gained about 12 points. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Stockpiles held by U.S. wholesale companies increased by a solid amount in December, while sales at the wholesale level rose at the fastest pace in more than 5 years.
The Commerce Department says inventories held by wholesalers rose 1% in December. Sales at the wholesale level rose 2.6% after having gone up a more modest 0.5% in November. For much of the past year, businesses at all levels have been struggling to work down excess inventories, an effort that has been a drag on overall economic growth. But economists believe inventory rebuilding will now boost growth.
As correspondent Jeremy House, the U.S. job market continues to appear stable. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits dipped to a 12-week low at the start of February, falling by a total of 12,000. The number of people receiving benefits has fallen 7% over the past 12 months, and the trend is expected to continue. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State, and it is Thursday, and it is not Carl and Linda, it's Trish Clark this morning. And we're having a great time here. The weather out there is rocking and rolling, for heaven's sakes. We're looking for 61 degrees today, a high of 61, a low of 44. And Bob, we got some weather activity going off to the side there we were just talking
looking
about.
Looking at our KCNR weather radar here. It's actually the Storm app on my iPad. Looks like we've got a whole string of what appears to be thunderstorm activity just off to our west. Looks like it's just to the west of Whiskeytown Lake and the ridgeline there, the Buckhorn Mountains and that whole area down there. So if you're planning on heading towards Weaverville, could be a little rock and roll. How much that comes over the mountain and drops in our lap, we will have to monitor the situation. But right now, some heavy weather activity appears to be inbound.
Okay, and we've got a wind advisory, remember, until 4 p.m. this afternoon, and the flood warning until Saturday, February 11th. So let's watch out for that weather. Through the week, showers likely, chance of showers Friday and Saturday, and Sunday we're looking for clearing finally. Highs, it's not a cold storm. It's in the 50s and even low 60s at one point, and we're looking for 61 today. So just rock and rolling out there, and weather, and it is winter, so that's what we can expect. Our weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And I'm joined in the studio now with one of my favorite people, a longtime friend, Debbie Sprague. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Trish. It's so nice to be here with you this morning.
I'm so glad to have you. And remember that Debbie was the one that wrote the book, A Stranger in My Bed.
Yes. It was actually launched in June of 2013.
Oh, I can't believe that.
I know. It's been amazing how quickly things
4 years.
4 years, yes.
Come on. I was thinking it was just a couple of years ago, 4 years.
4 years, right.
So, and it occurred to me when Carl let me know that he didn't have a guest for the 8 o'clock hour, I said, we haven't had an update from Debbie on the whirlwind that the book has caused. And so tell us where we're at in what have you been doing for 4 years?
Wow, lots. It's been pretty amazing. It's just really opened so many doors and opportunities for me to be able to share with other caregivers. So many caregivers that were really suffering, just like I was, you know, living with their veterans' PTSD and not really knowing what was going on and what to do about it. Where shall I start? Or some,
at the beginning, and we'll talk quick and get it all in an hour.
Yeah. So probably the biggest, and well, there's been lots of exciting things, but one of the most impactful things that I've been able to do was in 2014, I was asked to be a fellow with the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, caring for military caregivers, representing the state of California. And that was a two-year fellowship, which I've just concluded, but I'm an alumni, so I'm still very active with the Elizabeth Dole Foundation. And they've been doing such amazing things on behalf of our military and veteran caregivers to try to bring more services, make more awareness. They've just brought in an amazing amount of partners to help support our military and veteran caregivers, which they hired the RAND Corporation to do a study, and they found that there's 5.5 million hidden heroes out there caring for our military and veteran caregivers.
There you go. And I think that's the, you know, the recognition of the caregiver part of this was what was uncovered with your thing, that we everyone was striving to make services available for the people, and rightly so, who were suffering from PTSD. But nobody was thinking about the hidden hero, the person, the mother, the wife, the children, the people who are trying to care for that person who has returned and is suffering, and just literally being driven into the ground because there's no respite.
Exactly, and the respite and the support has been such a huge problem, because caregiving takes such a toll on people, and there's many millions of caregivers in our country. The added problem that our military and veteran caregivers have is not only dealing with physical and health problems, but living with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries, which brings a whole nother level of stress, and it's just, you know, very difficult because that PTSD can actually be contagious. That's the subtitle of my book, actually, is 8 Steps to Taking Back Your Life from the Contagious Effects of Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. And that's something that, you know, really we don't get a lot of. People don't talk about that a lot, about what it's doing to the veteran caregivers.
I think because they don't talk about it because they don't understand it.
Exactly.
I think that no one that I know of had dug into it as deeply as you did. And I think that the story behind the fact that you just started to figure out in your own mind that this was not your normal cup of tea I'm dealing with here. Something's going on here. That no one else has described well.
Exactly, because for me, I mean, you know how active I was and outgoing and out in the community doing things. And, you know, it just totally changed me. I became isolated. I became depressed. It wasn't me. I gained like over 50 pounds and I didn't know what was going on. You know, it was 30 years after my husband came home from Vietnam. He came home physically fine, and I met him in 2000, and everything was wonderful. He was, you know, happy and just kind-hearted and a wonderful, wonderful man. But like 2003, 2004, things really began to change, and our life just turned upside down.
You know, and for those of you who don't know, you know, Debbie had a life way before all of this. That I go back to, we're talking probably in the 80s. When you were working down in the city of Anderson, and that's where I first got to know Debbie, with the seniors organizations.
And I'm going to age us both here because I was thinking about that this morning. I actually started working with the city of Anderson Parks and Recreation Department in 1975.
Whoa. Okay. Now then you were there much before me because I didn't even get to Anderson until 1977. So, but you're right. Gosh, that does. Wow.
I just remember Roy Meisner, who is on our...
I ran into Roy's son the other day, and I hadn't seen him in a while either. And, well, I got a blast from the past, the people just involved in the seniors, yeah.
And him, I was riding with him to a area agency and agency advisory council meeting, and he says, yeah, we're going to groom Trish Clark to get on the city council.
Oh, wow. I love that. You know, gosh, Dave, we are going way back, aren't we? So,
yes,
yeah.
We are.
But my point being is that you were so involved and outgoing, as you indicated, and so involved in the City of Anderson Rec Department and the Anderson programs, the senior programs, and then Golden Umbrella. And I mean, you were very, very. And then you went from that into a travel agency, as I recall, did you not?
I did. When I was with Golden Umbrella, I'd been there for a little over 4 years. And I had a rough time. My son was diagnosed with brainstem glioma, so it was really difficult 5 months of him being diagnosed and eventually passing away. And just a few months after that, I came back to work, and I loved what I did. You were so involved with the senior programs as well. And just the satisfaction and gratification of helping all the seniors. But it was just more difficult when I came back after my son passed.
Yeah, trauma in your life. I can't imagine losing a child. My heart still goes out to you.
But in God's perfect timing, I went home one day and I had a message from a man I'd met a number of years before when I because I'd been in the travel business before in between the city and Golden Umbrella, saying, I have a job opportunity I'd like to talk to you about. And it was Frontier Tours out of Nevada. They were at that point the seventh largest motor coach company in the country, and they specialized in escorted tours for seniors. They came to Reading. The president of the company and the vice president took me to dinner and asked me if I'd be their regional sales manager. They wanted to open up a branch here in Reading, bring buses in, and they're going to give me, you know, it was... an opportunity to still work with seniors, but happy.
Do it in a different way.
And happy and creating memories. And so it was,
So we'll step back into the past there a little bit. But so you'd, and it was interesting. And then I kind of lost track of you over the next few years as our lives changed and what have you. And then came back with this now four years ago. I still am having a hard time getting my mind around that. I thought it was just a couple of years ago that I read that book and was understood so much what you as well. And again, if you haven't read the book, you can probably get it on Amazon.
Yes.
A Stranger in My Bed. What a great read! And once you pick it up, it's so interesting the way you've laid it out. It's so much information there.
Thank you, Trish. And that's one thing that's happened this.
Yeah. Before we go on, we're going to get into more of that. We're going to take a break and get Bob from staring at me strangely.
I just, figured sooner or later you'd find a comma here. This portion of Free Fire Radio at 8:16, brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Give them a call at 222-2750. It's our jewelry store of choice. That's Four Winds Jewelry, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Back after these messages.
Celebrate the North State's heritage Thursday through Saturday at the annual Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal, Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the Excavator Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, Historical Displays, Truck Driving and Log Loading Skills Competition, Equipment Displays, exhibits, demonstrations, and new this year, the Strongest Logger Competition. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2017 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday through Saturday. Event sponsors include Fruit Growers Supply, Raptor Integration, Trinity River Lumber Company, WM Baiting Associates, West Coast Industrial, and Everson Logging Company. And remember, admission is free.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
This is LA.
No, it's not. It's Reading. And this portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. They keep my house warm and cozy. They can keep your house great, too. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642. Call at their or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Good morning and welcome back. This is Trish Clark because it's Thursday, and I love joining you on Thursday morning. You can get into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Or if you have a question for our guest, Debbie Sprague, you can give us a call at 605-4567. Debbie and I are kind of reminiscing and looking at where she's been. And so now, I mean, gosh, you've had all these opportunities to spread the word and be involved in things. What are you doing right now, Deb?
Right now, in the last couple of years, last year I was invited to the Rosalind Carter Institute for Caregiving in Georgia to be a presenter at their national conference. And that was a pretty amazing opportunity to have Rosalind Carter front center in my 90-minute presentation.
Wow, yeah.
And get to meet President Carter as well with the evening gala. But they've made my book they have caregiver programs all over the country, and they've made my book mandatory reading for all their employees and their caregiver coaches throughout the country. And that was all unbeknownst to me. I wasn't somebody that I approached that they...
It's a good book, Debbie.
Thank you.
Full of good information.
It just kind of, I don't know... amazes me.
Sometimes you want to pinch yourself?
I do. Just like right now, just, you know, goosebumps of the people who have found my book and have, you know, reached out to me to tell me the difference it's made in their life. And it's just been such a gratifying experience to, you know, have that happen. Recently in Washington, D.C., the Elizabeth Dole Foundation had a national summit, and the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, the Veterans Administration and Amazon created a partnership, and they selected the best of the best in terms of the most current and the most helpful books for military and veteran caregivers. And they have a special place on Amazon for those books. There was 12 of them that were named.
Wow.
And mine was one.
That's
just
tremendous.
Such an amazing compliment, because there's a lot of books out there, and So I was very, very happy about that. What's been taking up the most time during the last year and a half is that I've been working with the Military and Veteran Caregiver Network, which is one of the programs that that's funded by a number of different organizations, including Elizabeth Dole Foundation and many more. But we are creating a peer support programs for military and veteran caregivers. Have some amazing online programs where it's a very secure network. It's similar to Facebook, but you have to be vetted to join this group, which, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times...
A lot to be said for vetting people before we let them into our lives.
Yeah, because it's amazing, you know, how people kind of want to sneak in and listen or hear private things. And our caregivers really needed a space where they could just really let out things on their mind and ask questions and share things that they really couldn't share with anybody but another caregiver. So that's been an amazing program. I took a big part in writing the training to train peer mentors for one-on-one peer mentoring, and then also moderators for the online group, so that somebody's on there making sure that the content is, everything's going well and keep the conversation going. But also, you know, sometimes people can be a bit negative or say things that aren't appropriate, so we want to, you know,
make sure we don't lead somebody down a dark hole.
Exactly. So we want to, you know, be really careful to monitor that. And then we're also training group facilitators and working with groups all over the country to be able to set up support groups, live support groups in communities, and have people that are facilitators that are trained to be able to do that job.
So do you mind updating us a little bit about your personal situation? I know I see you both on Facebook and your husband and how's all that?
It's good today. We had a couple really rough years. Randy's been suffering with some pretty severe back pain for the last couple of years, and that's really set him back. Spends a lot of time in bed, but we're looking finally to have a procedure done here in the next few months that hopefully is going to relieve him of that. But I've been dealing, I also had multiple caregiving duties for a couple of years with my dad, who...
I know, and that's sad, yeah.
Yeah, and then my mom as well. And then just a lot of things happening at the same time.
You're a strong person, and I think I always go back to the God doesn't give us any more than we can bear, and sometimes we question that because we go, okay, if this is a test, I'm failing, but you do well with it. So.
Thank you
for bringing that. That's good. My best to Randy.
Thank you. But in terms of his PTSD, you know, he went through therapy. He is on medication. He did one-on-one counseling and support group. And the biggest thing he always said was, you need to want to get better. And he had a very strong desire to get better.
There you go.
And so together we're both now very educated about PTSD, and that part of our life has gotten so much better because he knows how to control it. And I know how to try to keep him, avoid situations that I know trigger him. So,
yeah,
you know, that part of it has been so much better. And it just has brought us as a couple so much closer together because we have to be so much more aware of things.
Yeah, that's true. So, on a daily basis, how does it look? I mean, what do you spend a lot of time on the computer? Or?
I spend a lot of time on the computer because I work throughout the country, and Military Veteran Caregiver Network, which has basically been a huge part of my work over this last year and a half. They're actually based in Washington, D.C., and all the team members that I work with were spread across the country, everywhere from D.C. to Florida to South Dakota. But technology is amazing. You know, with programs now, we have our meetings and our live trainings that we can actually sit on the computer and see each other in our own homes, and mm-hmm. you know, that's pretty amazing to be able to do that.
We were talking a little earlier about the benefits of all of the things. If we can get rid of the unfortunately the negativity that sometimes creeps in to some of those areas of being able, but there's so many vast opportunities and good things about the technology that we live with today. If we take advantage of all that and the ability to reach across hundreds of miles and actually say good morning to somebody and share a cup of coffee, and it's good. It's good.
It's good. It can be isolating, but I'm just happy that I do have the opportunity to actually travel as well. I had the invitation to go to Wisconsin last year.
Cheese State.
Yes, I'd never been to Wisconsin and do for a nurses conference and speak on PTSD. And the number of trips to Washington, D.C., and to San Diego, and to Georgia, and South Carolina. A lot of states I hadn't been to before, so it's been great to be able to go and meet so many people that I interact with online.
You know, I do some traveling, and it's amazing to me. I've done across the United States twice now in my motorhome and all those wonderful – visited all the states, and there's and many, many opportunities to do more. I'm visiting this morning with Debbie Sprague, the author of A Stranger in My Bed, and being amazed that that was actually 4 years ago that Debbie wrote that book. I thought it was time to bring us up to date and where all that travel and trip has taken for the time she wrote the book. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after that.
This portion of the try that again. This portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading, man's last stronghold. Carl gets his hair cut there, and you should as well. 244-9478 Cypress Square Barbershop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Ladies, we all know your guys procrastinate about Valentine's Day. Don't wait for him to get in big trouble. Give him your subtle hint and send him to Goldmark Jewelers, along with our usual large inventory of diamonds and gemstones. On Monday, February 13th, Goldmark will be hosting a Luvente of New York special event. This one-day-only Valentine's extravaganza will feature an incredible selection of jewelry styles exclusive to Luvente. Choose from thousands of beautiful styles of diamonds and more at Goldmark Jewelers on Monday the 13th, Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having the gunsmith work on our guns, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, always having what the customer needs in stock, and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. This is Free Fire Radio. It's Thursday, and this is Trish Clark. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. And I've been visiting here this last half hour with Debbie Sprague, who wrote the book, A Stranger in My Bed, talking about the caregivers and the impacts on everyone's life from PTSD. And we focused a little bit on the back. And again, I want Debbie to talk about this military and veteran caregiving network. And again, remind us how it came about. And I read a little bit. It's great stuff.
Okay. Thank you. The Elizabeth Dole Foundation, commissioned the RAND Corporation to do a study on military and veteran caregivers. And out of that study, there were seven impact areas of the main problems and unmet needs that our nation's military and veteran caregivers had. One of those, some of those, were isolation and lack of a support system. So out of those needs, a program arose, and numerous different other nonprofits helped to fund this program, but Military and Veteran Caregiver Network. And the mission is to try to find all of those isolated 5.5 million caregivers that need support, and then take caregivers like myself, for instance, who are, I'm 14 years down the journey now with my caregiving and living in this world of PTSD. And I've learned a lot, and there's so many other caregivers who have been living this life as well and have become pretty knowledgeable about how to deal with the ups and downs. And then we have caregivers who are just entering, just beginning, and they're feeling so lost and, you know, have no idea what's going on. So we're trying to, it's almost like match.com. We're trying to match up the caregivers who, you know, have so much to give back with the brand new caregivers that are just lost, and put them together in a mentorship where they can really just walk together and try to get through this crazy things dealing with the VA, how to get through the system, how to help their spouse. We have mentorships for, you know, we have sisters who are caring for brothers. We have brothers caring for brothers. We have parents caring for their children. We have all kinds of different people. So we try to match up, you know, if you're a sibling, we try to match you up with another sibling to be your mentor.
So they have like experiences. I think one of the things when we talked 4 years ago that you indicated was that the roadblock of the fact that There were services and there were things available for the veteran, but when you tried to get help, that you kind of hit a blind door, a closed door, when you were talking about how do I get help, who do I talk to deal with my issues as a caregiver, there just wasn't anybody there. When they're reaching out now, how does this, what form does this take to kind of identify those caregivers so that you can reach out to them?
That's a great question, and it's a big problem, actually, because so many caregivers don't self-identify as caregivers.
They don't know they're going through this. They just know that something's happening in their life that they can't put a handle on or a name on.
Exactly. Now, the post-9/11 caregivers a little bit more identify as caregivers because this is fresh and new, and so much has happened in terms of bringing awareness in the last few years. But our post 9/11 caregivers, Vietnam vets, World War II, anyone up through when 9/11 happened, you know, if you're a wife, if you're a mom, and your loved one was injured, that's just what you do. You know, we care for our families, and so when you see or hear the word caregiver, and this is available for military and veteran caregivers, you're not necessarily identifying yourself as being a caregiver.
You're thinking of somebody that's hired to come in and take care of people, and that's not me. This is just my husband or my son or my daughter or my brother. I mean, families take care of families, like you say.
Exactly, and that's exactly what they think. So, you know, what the biggest step is for those who are caring for their loved one
to identify themselves.
To identify themselves and to recognize that you don't have to do this alone, and there's so many other people out there that have similar lived experiences, and your life can be so much better when you connect with someone else and you have someone that you can talk to and ask questions of and just vent to, whatever it is that you need. Doing it with someone else that is going through the same or similar experience is such an amazing help.
And hopefully, as we're having this discussion today, maybe there's somebody out there that's listening that maybe you know somebody that you can just go, you know, my friend is going through this, or maybe it's you, and hopefully you're listening, but that there is help there. Debbie, how do they reach out? How would they go about it? If we've, by chance or by luck, if the angel's out there and maybe highlighting somebody, where do they go now?
The easiest thing I can tell you is if you send me an email, and my email address is detours, DETOURS, at Shasta.com, or call me at 949-9175, then I will be delighted to connect you to the places that you need to be connected to get you involved.
Now, if you didn't have a pencil in your hand, and so in a little bit we'll repeat those numbers and that email address, so grab a pencil so you're ready next time we do that. Go ahead.
And I also want to say that here locally, for the last, 4 years now, I've been running a support group for local caregivers that are military and veteran caregivers that are dealing with PTSD or whatever issues with their veterans.
Locally, Shasta County?
Shasta County, the third Thursday of each month. Mount Calvary Lutheran Church has been awesome in giving us a location and supporting us in that. And so if you, again, reach out to me, I will give you all the details of that and would love to have you come join us. Just a casual women sharing, no obligation for you to even say a word. You can just come and listen if you're not comfortable talking, but a good opportunity to get acquainted with other caregivers and just, you know, get some support and know you're not alone.
I know one of the other things, and just many years ago, one of the things that we tried down in the city of Anderson with a group that got together was to provide a respite. I know that Golden Umbrella does adult care health services, but a lot of the people who, they don't need health services. They just need to be able to get out of the house and go to a meeting or go grocery shopping or go have their hair done. And they have someone in their care that really can't be left alone for one reason or another. So, are there some of your caregivers who maybe need somebody to come and stay with that person?
Absolutely. And thank you for bringing that up, because that was actually one of the other top needs that was discovered during the RAND study, is the need for respite, you know, 24/7. And you just need a time to be able to step away. There's some great groups that are doing actually retreats, so you can get away for a few days or for up to a week. But even just a few hours to be able to get away, like you said, just to do some personal care, because taking care of ourselves is essential. If we as caregivers don't take care of ourselves, we're not going to be able to keep taking care of our veteran. That's another thing. On the website for military and veteran caregivers, we have resources. Gosh, there's hundreds and hundreds of resources that are very easy to search, and you can find different organizations that do offer respite. But yes, right here in Shasta County, having more opportunities.
I know that the issues that we ran into had to do with funding. There was funding available for adult day health care services. But we set up actually a facility down in the city of Anderson. The doctor from Cottonwood, I've forgotten his name, it'll come to me in a minute. But anyway, we worked very closely and we set that up. It failed. And the reason was that they will reimburse, and at that time it was like, I don't know, $100 and some an hour for adult day health care services, but they would not reimburse for just health or for babysitting, if you will. I mean, yes, for lack of a better word, just some place that where the person could be safe, didn't need health care services, just needed some place because they wouldn't wander off or hurt, whatever. And there was no reimbursement through insurance or state or anyway for that. So even though that was only like $35 an hour, it was what we were charging, or $25 an hour, there was no funding available. Well, if a person who's on a fixed income has someone in their home, like you say, 24/7, even coming up with, you know, maybe $35 a day for an hour or what have you, that was more than they could do. So it was a big stumbling block, and I don't know, I haven't checked into it lately to see if anybody's addressed that at the state or federal level, but that's certainly something that needs to be part of healthcare services.
It is, and that was something, as I said, that was found to be a huge gap. And we do have our adult day health care program here in Reading at Golden Umbrella. But it's been found in the study that our post 9/11 veterans don't feel comfortable doing an adult day health care program because they feel like it's more for old people.
There you go.
So, you know, there's lots of roadblocks set up with that.
And they don't all need the health care.
They
just need some place to be to socialize, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah. And a lot of possibilities for people to set up places if there was some kind of funding available. Much less funding. I mean, it was also frustrating to me that they were willing to pay $150 or $100 an hour to do something, but they weren't willing to pay $35 an hour. And it would have been so much cheaper and so beneficial to those caregivers. But again, one of the frustrations that.
So on that topic, can I throw out a challenge to our listeners? Okay.
And let's do that after we come back. We'll take our final break in this hour, and then we'll come back and throw out a challenge. So get ready, and we'll give you those phone numbers and contact points again.
And you're listening to KCNR, and it is 57 degrees, rain on the way into our area. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, giving senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793.
Hi, this is Eric Estrada. Remember Punch from Chips? Well, I can't wait to come to town with America's greatest game show.
Ever want to be a contestant on a game show? Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our America's Greatest Game Show Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to be a contestant live on stage with Eric Estrada.
And here's how you can be part of the excitement.
February 1st through 23rd, Swipe to Win entries every 200 points gets you an entry. Drawings every day at 6, 7, and 8 p.m. for your chance to win show tickets.
So keep earning those entries and win tickets to America's Greatest Game Show.
Over $10,000 in guaranteed cash and prizes will be won at each show. Plus, your chance to win $100,000. All contestants are picked directly from our live audience. Over 50 winners each show, Friday, February 24th at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m.
So join me, Eric Estrada, and get in on all the fun.
Swipe to win, play to win, and spend your Valentine's month with Heartthrob Eric Estrada. For details on America's Greatest Game Shows, log on to WinRiver.com. Eric Estrada, only at the river.
Discover River Point, a brand new community by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, located in South Reading. These quality built homes include large, deep lots, surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, stylish master suites, and energy-efficient heating and air conditioning units by Bryant and Cascade Comfort Service. All Bryant heating and air conditioning units come with Puron refrigerant. Puron is an environmentally sound refrigerant designed not to harm the Earth's ozone layer. Bryant is the leader in HVAC units, and at Cascade Comfort Service, we'll do whatever it takes to provide quality energy savings that set the standard for today's energy-efficient living in your new River Point home. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing with plans starting at only $299.8. Contact Debbie Morgan of Coldwell Banker and CNC Properties today.
Celebrate the North State's heritage Thursday through Saturday at the annual Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal, Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment to make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the excavator rodeo, lumberjack competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, demonstrations, and new this year, the Strongest Logger Competition. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2017 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday through Saturday. Event sponsors include Fruit Growers Supply, Raptor Integration, Trinity River Lumber Company, WM Baiting Associates, West Coast Industrial, and Everson Logging Company. And remember, admission is free.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
11 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, KCNR 1460, home of free fire radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Dandelion, 1322 Market Street, Linda's favorite store. Lots of gifts for that hard-to-buy-for friend, as well as designer brands from Brighton to Miss B. They also have beautiful candles and home decor. Come on downtown to Dandelion. Now, back for one more time, here's Trish Clark.
And welcome back. And this is our final segment. I've been visiting this morning with Debbie Sprague, author of A Stranger in My Bed, the impacts of PTSD and the caregiver, etc. Get your pencil ready, because in a little bit Debbie's going to repeat all the contact information if we have happened to get lucky enough this morning to reach some caregivers or someone that you know, and we'll give out that information how you can contact. Final thoughts, Deb, and wrap up. Especially, I'm thrilled about this military and veteran caregiver network, and where you're going next, and how. Tell me the story again about the Amazon, how it kind of the book sales and how they just went out without a lot of marketing.
Well, shortly, just 2 months after my book was launched. My husband got very
had some impact. Yeah.
Yeah. Got very bad. excuse me. So I pretty much had to put the book aside, because he just wasn't able to get out and do anything. And then, as I mentioned, my dad got really sick. And so I just wasn't really able to put a lot of time into
the marketing portion,
it out. Yes. You know, because you write a book, and even with, I have a publisher, but even with the publisher, it's still up to the author to be the one to get out there and let people know that this book exists. And I was just amazed at how it took on a life of its own. I mentioned the Rosalind Carter Institute. I hadn't put that book in their hands. I hadn't reached out to them, but they found it, and they embraced it, and they found it so useful. So it's been just very amazing that the people throughout the country who have read it and said, this is so helpful, this, you know, made such a difference. So many books are excellent books on PTSD, but they're written more for professionals. In this book, I really tried to speak with just day-to-day things that happen in my life that other people could relate to and go, okay, this happened because this is part of PTSD.
And I remember as I was reading it that I would go, oh, okay, so that's what was going on with this friend or that, things that I recognized in my life that people I'd known. I have been fortunate that I have not gone through that personally, but yeah, there's so many different things that you recognize. So once again, Debbie, before we get to the end of the show, let's give out the email and the phone number and some contact information.
Okay. And also, I want to give out that challenge.
Yes. Yes.
Let me start with the challenge.
Let's go with the challenge, and then we'll give you the information. Okay.
Okay. So I talked about there being 5.5 million military and veteran caregivers in our country. Shasta County has a large population of veterans. So I challenge you to look around your neighborhood, look around your church, look around your workplace, and find one of those hidden heroes. and reach out to those caregivers and offer to come by and maybe spend some time with their veterans so the caregiver can get out and go get their hair done or go out to lunch.
What a great idea.
Each one of us in this community can give a little bit of time and make a huge difference in someone's life.
Well, I had the people from CVAC in the first hour, and they were pointing out that we have 19,000 veterans in Shasta County. That's a fifth of the Shasta County population. That's a lot of veterans.
That's a lot of veterans.
Yeah, and so probably, you know, you have a similar number or more of caregivers that are involved with them. What a great challenge. Again, I mean, I think that's and they're not all seniors. You know, we've got young kids coming back from the military now who have those problems. Young families. Look around at the people that's a great challenge.
Thank you. And a lot of those young families come to Shasta County not necessarily because they have family ties here, but because the veterans like being somewhere where it's a slower pace and they can have space around them but still have veteran services. So mm-hmm. a lot of those families really need our support.
Absolutely. And so a lot of them have young children and like you say, just kind of reach out and say, gee, why don't you let me take the kids for a couple hours or go over and stay and let that caregiver have a little respite, whether it be, and it may be a guy who is doing it for his female veteran. There's all kinds of different circumstances there, and I think they're all coming back with some impact. Some of them deal with it better or you know, what have you, but I think the services, I know that I've talked with the veteran service officer when he's in here, and we always encourage all of our returning veterans to reach out and get in touch with the veteran community that's here and let them be a part of your life.
Yes, exactly. So we can all, if we all do a little bit, it's going to make a huge amount of difference. So my contact information.
Again?
My website is astrangerinmybed.com. Telephone number, area code 530-949-9175. Email detours, DETOURS, at shasta.com.
Okay, and that's, you know, if you, you know somebody or what have you. So where are you going from here? What are your next plans other than, I mean, just continue with the Military and Veteran Caregiver Network? And you're still an alumni with Elizabeth Dole. And what are your plans for this year?
Well, I have some exciting things on the horizon, hopefully. Some other things I'm involved with. I'm on the advisory board for Psych Armor, which is a nonprofit that is helping to educate our employers, our families, our healthcare industry about the special needs of veterans and caregivers. So that's an exciting. They've just grown tremendously and gotten lots of support. PsychArmor.com, if you want to learn anything about PTSD or anything that affects veterans in the workplace, whatever. They have an amazing library of just little short 20-minute videos that are, you know, very, very good for us common people.
Yeah.
I was doing an interview just with the National Center for PTSD, and the woman, PhD, that was interviewing me was just, I have to say, she just said, I'm just amazed with your wisdom. It's a very unique way of looking at so many different things. Would you be interested in joining me on some panels and such in Canada, Ukraine?
Whoa.
And it was like, whoa. You know, nothing firm has come through on that, but just to have that invitation.
Wow, yeah.
And to acknowledge a PhD from Harvard to acknowledge that, you know, the way I look at things is valuable.
During one of the breaks, Debbie and I kind of said that this, I think this whole adventure, if you will, this journey that you've been on, is kind of a God thing. And I think that things happen in our life sometimes that without our really knowing, I mean, you didn't really get out and weren't able to promote this whole thing. And yet look where this journey has taken you.
Yes, I'm very much believe that what happens this year is in God's hands, and every day I just say, okay, how can you use me? And it hasn't failed. The doors have opened, and I will be here to go whatever direction God sends me in 2017.
And what a great gift to the veteran population and so many of those caregivers that are out there. I think that if we remain open, I like the fact I talked in the first hour about, I think, the mood in this United States, regardless of what we read in the paper and everything, is a positive. I think that people are walking with a lighter step. They see possibilities and ways to solve some of their problems, and maybe there's a light at the end of that tunnel, and it's not necessarily a train. And so we can actually, I like to always keep a positive mind, and you know what? I think it's a whole lot easier this year than it's been in the past.
I'm looking forward to a great 2017, and I think that, yes, things are looking up. I think we have some great times ahead.
I think an opportunity, I look at pictures from our White House as it is now, and when I see my president and my vice president and many other people offering prayers, and I think that's a real good thing, because I think that I'm, you know, the original flag waver. I absolutely believe in God Bless America and this country, one nation under God, and all those things, and I feel really comfortable at this point in time talking about that. So thanks, Debbie. This has been great. I thank you for coming in. Again, Debbie Sprague, A Stranger in My Bed. Thanks for sharing with us this morning. And Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda will be back tomorrow.
At the gates of hell,
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Down, gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. Jeff Sessions, sworn in just moments ago at the White House as Attorney General. Meanwhile, the governor of Alabama has appointed State Attorney General Luther Strange to replace Senator Jeff Sessions in the U.S. Senate. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has the story.
Luther Strange comes to the Senate to serve out the remainder of the term of Senator Jeff Sessions, who is now the Attorney General of the United States. Strange is 63, a lawyer, and a former Washington lobbyist. He's been serving as the Alabama Attorney General since 2011. He will serve in the U.S. Senate until an election to fill the seat for the remainder of Sessions' term. That term ends on January of 2020.
Strange had long been eyeing the Sessions seat. He announced last year he would run regardless of whether he got the interim appointment. Nearly 1,700 flights have been canceled.